Hello and welcome to the Christmas edition of the Words with Jam podcast. We have a lovely stocking filler for you. The first two chapters of Zip Tux's Incredible Cricket Adventure, a children's novel by Brijesh Luthra. Zip Tux is an Indian boy living in Switzerland where no one plays cricket, but his passion for cricket will lead him on some adventures after all.
Chapter 1, The Lost Ball. Out! Cried the commentator as the ball whizzed past the bat and shattered the stumps. Thanks to Zip Tux's super bowling, Zurich Zorgs have defeated the Geneva Goo Monsters and have become the chocolatey, mountainy cricket champions of Switzerland. They get this fantastically delicious chocolate ball as the winner's trophy. Zip Tux proudly held up the trophy. After a few seconds, he brought it down and took a big bite of it. Yuck! Why does it taste of leather and dirt? He thought. Looking at the ball in his hand, Zip Tux realized where he was. As usual, there he was in the field, behind his home, playing cricket all by himself. There was no cricket stadium, no players, no team, no spectators, no trophy, and no commentators. He was everyone. The bowler, the batsman, the fielder, the wicketkeeper, the spectators, the commentator, and even the umpire. Wouldn't it be great if for once I can play a real match? Be the captain of a real team and really become a champion? Even if it was only the chocolatey, mountainy cricket champion of Switzerland. Why do I end up playing cricket all alone every day? He sighed and ran into bowl again. Zip Tux lived, ate, slept and dreamt cricket. His room was full of posters of his favorite cricket stars. All he ever wore were white t-shirts, white trousers and white cricket shoes. Just like the real cricketers. If he had his way, all he would do is to play cricket with his friends all day. But he lived in Switzerland, famous for many things like cheese, chocolate and cuckoo clocks, but definitely not cricket. Zip Tux was 9 years old. He had moved with his family to Switzerland a year ago. He had lots of friends at school, but none of them even knew about cricket. They usually played football in the summer or went skiing in the winter. Zip Tux enjoyed both these sports, but compared to cricket, the gentleman's game, the other sports didn't stand a chance. He could not see the point of 22 people running after a ball, trying to kick it into a goal when one could spend that time hitting sixes instead. Same for skiing. Why slide down a mountain holding 2 metal poles and break your bones? It's much better to enjoy yourself bowling super swinging Yorkers and breaking the stumps. As usual that day, Zip Tux had asked his friends to play cricket with him. And as always, they'd refused. They wanted him to play football with them, as he was a very good goalkeeper. But he only wanted to play cricket. So here he was again, playing all by himself in that field. Playing cricket alone is difficult. But Zip Tux had found a way. He bowled a loopy ball, ran to the batting crease before the ball got there, picked up the bat and hit the ball up in the air, dropped the bat, ran and took a diving catch. And while doing this, he rattled off a continuous live commentary of the cricket match in progress. Each day he returned home from school, ran to the field and continued the match from the previous day's play. He really wanted his friends to play cricket with him. Once he carried his cricket set to school and showed it to his friends to introduce them to the game. He still remembered their reactions. Numa looked at the red leather cricket ball and asked, "Why is this ball so small? Did you cook your soccer ball in a tomato soup to shrink it and make it red?" Joel took the wickets and said, "Wow, these will great make swords." Joel and Roger started a sword fight with the stumps and even broke one of them. Eric held the bat and said, "What a nice hammer this is. Do you use it to smash the bees when they buzz after you?" "Look at these here. Are these detachable wings?" Peter said, looking at the pads. "If I wear them on my arms, flap them and run fast, I might be able to fly." When he tried doing so, one of the pads flew off his arms and landed right on the head of the science teacher, Mr. Spaced Out. As a punishment, Peter had to draw diagrams of all the galaxy. But his drawings looked like burnt egg omelets rather than galaxies. So he had to draw them all again. The wicket-keeping gloves amused Daniel, He wore them and said, "These are nice boxing gloves. Is cricket like boxing?" Thank goodness, he did not try to box someone. After that unsuccessful attempt to introduce his friends to cricket, he tried another way. He thought if he played cricket in front of them, they just might get interested in playing along. So he started playing cricket by himself in the school ground where they were playing soccer. But all he was able to achieve was to have the stumps knocked off and get hit on the head multiple times by the numerous soccer balls flying around on the ground. Disappointed, he finally gave up and started the search for another place to carry on his single-player cricket matches. Soon, he discovered a vast empty field nearby. No one ever played there, as it had many trees and an uneven ground. He even found a possible cricket partner there, an old scarecrow standing all alone in the middle of the field. Ziptux was thrilled. It did not matter if his cricket partner was only a scarecrow who did nothing else but just stand there. At least he had a partner. Ziptux named him Zooter and dressed him in full cricket gear, pads, gloves, and even a helmet. Zooter posed as a batsman while Ziptux bowled at him for hours. Today, though, Zooter was the umpire. "One day, I'll be the best cricketer in the world and learn all the tricks there are to know," said Ziptux, swinging another shot into the air. He put down the bat and got ready to catch the ball, but it went up and up and up and landed right on top of the tree at the side of the field. "What a mighty bummer, the size of the biggest cricket stadium in the whole world," he said. "I managed to get my only cricket ball stuck on top of the Plinky tree." The Plinky tree was the tallest tree in the field. Ziptux called it so because he believed if anyone climbed it and looked down, they would surely get the Plinkies. He did not know what the Plinkies meant, but it sounded really bad. Just looking up at the high tree from the ground was scary enough, so he had never tried to climb it. But now his precious ball was stuck on it. He had to get it down, but how? He tried throwing stones at it, but no success. He then tried shaking the tree, but the tree trunk did not move an inch. "What am I going to do now, Zooter? Leave my only cricket ball stuck on that tree?" he asked, looking at the ball stuck near the top branch. That ball was his life. There was no way he could buy another cricket ball in Switzerland. So leaving it stuck there were not an option. Zooter was just a scarecrow dressed in cricket gear, so he couldn't help him. He thought of asking Eric, the fastest tree climber amongst his friends, but he surely wouldn't go up the Plinky tree for a measly cricket ball. What to do, what to do, what to do? He thought repeatedly, looking at the ball stuck high up in the tree. Nothing came to his mind. Finally, he gathered up his courage and said, "I guess I will be the first person to climb the Plinky tree then. Take care of my bad, Zooter." He started climbing. With slow, careful steps, after a long time, he reached near the top from where he could see the ball stuck. He looked around to check which branch he should step on next. When he looked up again, the ball had disappeared. He was sure he'd seen the ball a second ago. "Did the ball drop down, Zooter?" he asked. Of course, there was no answer from Zooter. "I'll go to the top and see, just to be sure," he said, and slowly reached the top branch. But the ball wasn't there. He looked around on the other branches, but it was nowhere to be seen. Strange, he thought, very strange indeed. Having climbed up all the way, he was tired. So he sat down on the branch, wondering what to do. "I dare not look down," he thought. "I don't want to get the Plinkies." As he sat down, he felt something tap him on his shoulder, but he ignored it. "Must be some leaves," he thought. After a few seconds, he felt the tapping again and heard a whisper in his ear. "Hello there. Have you lost something?" "If I can hear someone talk to me on top of this tree, I must be getting the Plinkies," he thought. He felt another tap on his shoulder and heard the same voice again. "Hello there, I just asked you something. It's a no ball if you don't answer. This time the voice was louder. Someone else? Here? On top of this tree? No way, he thought, turning his head to see where the voice was coming from. As he turned around, he was shocked to see a small man standing next to him. Yikes! He shouted and jumped up. He would have fallen down had the small man not caught him. Who are you? Are you the Plinky Ghost? Stammered Ziptax. He could not believe that someone was really there with him on top of this tree. He took a closer look at that strange little man. Well, calling him a man would be too much. He was not more than 3 feet tall. He had large round eyes, pointy ears, and a long oval face. He had a long beard that started next to his ears. As it came down his face, it separated into 3 different thin beards, and each one of them reached down to his toes. But it was his attire that Ziptax found strange. Could this be true? Was he wearing a cricket outfit? Ziptax looked at it closely. Yes, it was a cricket outfit. He was wearing pads, gloves, and arm guards, everything except a helmet. And the colors of this man's outfit, well, they were constantly changing. One second it was a brilliant green with a purple design. The next moment it was a bright orange with black and white stripes. As his outfit changed colors again, it looked exactly like India's one-day cricket dress. In a few seconds, it looked like Australia's and then England's. Ziptax could not recognize the next few. It went on, continuously changing colors like a TV screen gone bonkers. Ziptax was speechless. It was not that his clothes were strange. He had 6 cricket balls in his hands and was constantly juggling them, throwing and catching, throwing and catching, throwing and catching. On and on he went while standing on a small branch but barely touching it with his feet, and his clothes changing colors every second. Ziptax rubbed his eyes and opened them slowly. He was still not sure if he had the blinkies or whether there was really a strange man in a color-changing cricket outfit there with him on top of the tree. As he opened his eyes, he could clearly see the strange man standing next to him, smiling and juggling the balls. Ziptax shook his head in disbelief. He reached out and tried to pinch that strange little man. If Ziptax had the blinkies and he was really imagining all this, he would only touch air, not a real person. But sure enough, Ziptax could touch him. The strange man shrieked loudly as Ziptax pinched him in the arm. Ow! Not only is it a no ball, but a free hit as well. But he did not drop the balls he was juggling. Instead, he bounced one of the balls off Ziptax's head and kept juggling the others. Why did you hit me on the head with a cricket ball? Said Ziptax, rubbing his head. Somehow, the ball that had bounced off his head seemed soft, unlike a real hard leather cricket ball. But you were the one who pinched me in the arm first, said the strange man in a squeaky voice. I was just making sure if you really are someone, said Ziptax. It's the most frumptest thing I've ever heard, said the strange little man. Look, I am really someone, he said, bouncing another ball off Ziptax's head. Unbelievable, thought Ziptax. What is happening? He looked down to see if he could spot any of his friends who usually played soccer in the nearby school ground. He didn't care about getting the blinkies now, but there was no one. Maybe their match was over and they'd gone home while he was stuck here on a treetop with a strange little man wearing a color-changing cricket outfit and juggling cricket balls, throwing and catching, throwing and catching, throwing and catching. Chapter 2, Mr. Trick Them All. May I ask who you are and what you're doing here on this tree near my home wearing this strange dress? Asked Ziptax, his eyes fixed on the continuously changing colors of the man's outfit. Home? What a triplicious word. What does it mean? Asked the strange little man, throwing and catching the balls. A home is a place where you live. Don't you have one? Yeah, and you do not tell me why does your outfit keep changing colors like that? Asked Ziptax, mesmerized by the changing colors of the strange man's outfit. The last one looked like New Zealand's, he thought. Aha, you mean a machine, said the strange little man, bouncing another ball off Zaptax's head. Maybe you've gone soft in the head if you're mixing up the two. Well, my head will soon go soft if you keep bouncing those cricket balls on my head, said Zaptax, rubbing his head. Coming back to your question, a home is a place where you stay, and a machine is something that makes things. You look old enough to know that. And I want to know, why does your dress keep changing colors like that? That man's dress was like magic. He had to know. The strange little man replied, On one thing you are right, you young whippersnapper. I am old. But on the other one, you're wrong. Where I come from, there are no homes. If you want to be spiffy, you live in a machine. And why are you so worried about my dress? I'm not asking you anything about your boring white clothes. Maybe you come from the opposites world, where people live in machines, not homes. And my clothes are not boring, said Zaptax. Oh, no, not at all. I don't come from the opposites world. I come from the planet Kirikirikit. And I think your clothes are boring, said the strange little man, juggling the balls. What? You're from another planet? Shrieked Zaptax and jumped up in the air again in surprise, instantly forgetting all about the color-changing outfit. The strange little man had to stop Zaptax from falling by holding him again. You really must stop jumping up in the air like that. You're disturbing my catches, said the strange little man, trying to bounce another ball off Ziptux's head. But this time Ziptux was ready. He neatly caught the ball and kept it in his pocket. Hey, that was a neat trick, how you caught that ball before it hit your head, said the strange little man. You must teach me that, but I doubt if you know any other tricks. He then took out another ball from his pocket and continued juggling. Of course I do, said Ziptux. I bet I know a million more tricks than you. Really? We'll see about that later, said the strange little man. But first, I will answer your question. As I told you already, I come from the planet Kirikirikit. It is the most beautifulest planet in the universe, and my name is Mr. Trick Them All. That's impossible, said Ziptux. Our science teacher told us there are only 8 planets in the solar system, and certainly none of them has a silly name like Kirikirikit. Well, what you were told is correct, but only partially, said Mr. Trick Them All. I certainly don't come from your solar system. I come from the spotal system of Dusra Olympiosa. You mean the solar system? Interrupted Ziptux. You must stop interrupting me. It is certainly not spiffy, said Mr. Trick Them All, and tried to bounce another ball off Ziptux's head. But Ziptux was ready and neatly caught the ball yet again. Impressive indeed. I must really learn this trick, said the strange little man. Ziptux reached inside his pocket to keep that ball, but he noticed that the previous ball he had caught and kept in his pocket was now missing. He looked puzzled. Aha, said Mr. Trick Them All, taking out a ball from his pocket. You must be searching for this. How did you do that? Asked Ziptux in disbelief. He was amazed that the ball had disappeared from his pocket and was now in the strange little man's hand. Well, I'm not called Mr. Trick Them All without a reason, said Mr. Trick Them All. You said spotal system, did you? Asked Ziptux, still feeling his pockets for the ball. Oh, yes, I did, said Mr. Trick Them All. It's called so because it is a sporting solar system. The only thing anyone ever does in my sportal system is play sports. Wow, sounds like a wonderful place, said Ziptux. Only play and no studies? Oh, sure, it's a fantapopulous place. But first things first, what's your name? Asked Mr. Trick Them All. Instead of answering the question, Ziptux asked excitedly, Wow, what does it look like? No one on Earth has ever been to another planet. Can you take me there, please? Don't make me bounce another ball off your head, you young whippersnapper, said Mr. Trick Them All. Answer my question first. I like to call myself Ziptux, replied Ziptux. Ziptux? That's quite a boring name, isn't it? Said Mr. Trick Them All. Back in Kirikirikit, your name would have been much spiffier. Let me see what I can think of. Ziptux the catcher, Ziptux the scarecrow beater, Zapflax Ziptux, Ziptux the wicket breaker. Should I suggest some more names for you? No, thanks. I like my name just how it is, said Ziptux. As I said, I only like to call myself Ziptux. My real name is... But before Ziptux could finish, Mr. Trick Them All interrupted him. I bet your real name is even more boring than Ziptux. I don't want to know. Ziptux sounds just fine for now. But I still think you'll feel much better with a spiffier name. Okay, forget about my name for a while, said Ziptux. But why is your planet called Kirikirikit? Why don't you guess what it means? Said Mr. Trick Them All, still juggling the balls. How do I know what it means? It's your planet, said Ziptux. Okay, let me give you a hint. What does it sound like? Asked Mr. Trick Them All. Kirikirikit, said Ziptux. It sounds like Kit Kat, my favorite chocolate. What a frumptious thing to say, said Mr. Trick Them All, and bounced another ball off Ziptux's head. This time, Ziptux could not catch it. Last chance. It sounds like something that you like doing. What I like to do? Well, the thing that I like to do the best is play cricket. Does your planet have something to do with cricket? You're not so soft in the head after all, said Mr. Trick Them All. You are absolutely, super smashingly correct. My planet has everything to do with cricket. We play cricket there all the time, night, day, morning, afternoon, and evening. We are the ones who taught cricket to all the planets in the universe. Wow, said Ziptux. He could not hide his excitement. He jumped up in the air again, and once more Mr. Trick Them All had to hold him by his shirt to stop him from falling down. Playing cricket all day long? Ziptux asked excitedly. Please take me there. That's all I dream of doing all day, but no one plays cricket here in Switzerland, he said, and started shaking Mr. Trick Them All by his shoulders. Now it was Mr. Trick Them All's turn to worry about falling down that tree. Relax, you young whippersnapper. Looks like I have to bounce another ball off your head, said Mr. Trick Them All. Oh, no, please don't do that, said Ziptux. Why are you sitting in this tree? And how did you come to Earth? You ask too many questions, said Mr. Trick Them All. Let's start with the first question. I'm sitting on this tree because I've never seen anyone play cricket on this part of the Earth. I've seen lots of cows playing football in the fields, sheep skiing down the mountains, but no one playing cricket, that too all alone. So I was just watching you play. And to answer your second question, I came here in my spaceship, the Crick-Trick Machine. A spaceship? I don't see any spaceship around here, said Ziptux, looking around. Look up, you young whippersnapper. There it is, said Mr. Trick Them All, pointing up to the sky.